Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, August 12th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Earlier this week, the Los Angeles City Council expanded its ban on camping or sleeping on streets or sidewalks. Can't do it now within 500 feet of a school or a daycare center. So how will the city enforce that? Well, that's a good question. NKPCC senior reporter Jill Replogle looked for an answer.
Council President Nuri Martinez told KPCC earlier this week that outreach to unhoused people and enforcement of the ban under Municipal Code 4118 would depend on each council member.
Outreach teams are basically going to be available to all districts, but if you don't want to enforce 4118 in your district, that's completely up to the council member.
LA Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho has expressed support for the ban, but Nicole Pfefferman, co-founder of a Facebook group called Parents Supporting Teachers, with more than 27,000 members, is concerned that the ban will hurt students who are unhoused.
In addition, I'm really worried, like, what is the plan to enforce this ban? Is that going to be another responsibility added to the school?
The LA Police Department didn't respond to questions in time for broadcast about how and to what extent the expanded anti-camping ban would be enforced. I'm Jill Replogle.
The new school year begins Monday at Los Angeles Unified. District staff fanned out today to knock on the doors of students who were chronically absent last year, the ones who missed at least 18 days of school. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says 30% of LA Unified students missed at least that much school last year.
It is our duty to ensure that we connect with every one of them and provide them with the high-quality education they need and they deserve. No excuses.
Carvalho says more than 10,000 students are missing from LA Unified Schools and they have not enrolled in another California school, either public or private. Well, you know, this school year is going to be a little different. There's a new state law in effect that says morning classes for middle school and high school students cannot start before 8:30. The aim is to give those kids more time to sleep. Parenting journalist Lisa L. Lewis started looking into teens and sleep in 2015 when her son was in high school. She went on to write about that in her book, The Sleep-Deprived Teen. Lewis later worked with Burbank State Senator Anthony Portantino on the 2019 bill that pushed back the start time for classes in middle and high school.
The research shows that when schools move to later start times, teens do indeed get more sleep. And that just has positive benefits across the board. There is nothing that our teens do better when they're sleep deprived.
Author Lisa L. Lewis, she says teens should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And she says parents can help. Don't overschedule your teens and make sure they put down the electronics an hour before bed. The man who shot and killed two El Monte police officers in June before killing himself was contacted by probation staff only 6 times during the 16 months of his supervision. KPCC's Emily Elena Dugdale has more on what she's learned since the shootings.
Justin Flores shot and killed the officers when they responded to a report of a stabbing at a motel. Flores was on probation at the time for illegally carrying a gun. Investigators with the County Inspector General's office found Flores was only contacted in person once by probation staff and repeatedly missed his monthly appointments. Assistant Inspector General Eric Bates spoke to the Probation Oversight Commission on Thursday.
As we looked more into it, we found more issues.
Chief Probation Officer Adolfo Gonzalez said his agency is updating its policies, but he also argued that minor violations shouldn't automatically be criminalized.
Now you violate everyone for not responding to a phone call, not showing up to a meeting. You're going to arrest them for that?
The Inspector General's office said its investigation isn't over. Covering criminal justice, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
The Laverne All-Stars run through the Little League Softball World Series in Greenville, South Carolina came to an end today. They lost 6-1 to the All-Stars from Pitt County, North Carolina. Laverne had beaten Pitt County in the opening game of the double elimination tournament Tuesday. Laverne Mayor Tim Hepburn says the All-Stars are the first team from the city to reach the Little League Softball World Series, so there's no reason to be sad about today's loss.
We are just so proud. Our whole neighborhoods, and we've been watching closely, and we're proud of the girls, we're proud of the coaches, proud of the families. So we're ecstatic, actually.
The Laverne All-Stars finished the Little League Softball World Series with 2 wins and 2 losses. They will get a homecoming celebration when they get back to Laverne. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.